So I'm leaving for California tomorrow, and I have been packing and getting things together to go on the trip. And I have to tell you, I am scared. Let's just say that. I do not like to fly, as some of you know from the past. The last time I flew was 2008. The time before that I flew was 1999. And I'm so anxious about going through security, what you can pack, what you can't pack, how you have to pack it, what can go in your checked baggage versus your carry-on, stuff like that. I'm going to be in California for a week, and I need my medications because I have high blood pressure and my cholesterol medication. And so I'm trying to do all this research and find out how long online. How do you pack your medications? Do you take them with you carry on, or do you pack them in your checked baggage? And does it have to be in the quart size bag? And do you take all this craziness? And it's just it. This is the part where I say going on a vacation is much more stress than it's worth. Is it really worth it? But of course it will be, because when I get there, I'll have a great time. But so I find out that I have to pack my medications in the original containers with the prescriptions on the labels on the bottles, and I'm only supposed to take as much as I need for while I'm going to be there. And there, I found two things online. And this is the TSA website. Absolutely sucks in terms of doing a search for certain things, because it's not that helpful. It keeps referring me back to that stupid 311 rule for liquids and gels and stuff on your carry-on, and I know that. I'm not. I am checking my bag, my big suitcase, because I'm packing for an entire week, and then I'm going to carry on my backpack with all my technology. So I decided to put my medication in my backpack with my technology. But so here's what I don't know. Do I, when I get to the airport, see, because I don't travel enough, I don't know these things. When I get ready to go through security, do I take all the technology and my medication out of the backpack and put it into a container? What about like my chapstick? Do I don't know what to do with all these things. So I'm going to be, really weird tomorrow when I go through this security line, because I'm going to act stupid because I don't know what to do, because the stupid TSA website is not very helpful in terms of finding out the information I want to know. So I'm nervous as all get out about going to California tomorrow. Not the actual flight. I don't think the flight itself is going to be scary. It's nonstop. We leave at 8 a.m. and get in at 11 a.m. So it's not going to be. I don't think that's going to be the bad part. If I can just get through that stupid security, then I would be happy. I followed all the rules in terms of my technology. I have all the cords wrapped up in neat little, bundles, and I put all the cords and stuff in one bag. I'm only taking my iPad, my big digital camera, and my GPS, and of course a charger for each one. So, I need those. But I don't want them, I don't want them to take stuff, so I don't want to pack anything in my, not that they would, but maybe the baggage handlers. I don't even know. That's a terrible assumption to make, but you hear stories, and at least online I've been reading stories. But so I'm not packing any technology in my checked bag because I'm afraid it will be taken. And I'm not going to check my medications in my checked bag because I'm afraid that maybe my suitcase won't arrive with me at the same time that I, arrive in California, even though it's a nonstop flight. And hopefully my suitcase will make it onto the plane before I leave. I mean, it's just craziness. I just get so stressed out about this traveling stuff. I'm stressed right now. I need to take a couple extra pills maybe. But anyway, I don't know. I know I'm going to have a great time when we're out there. We're going to visit some nice wineries, and I did a search for the best places to take photographs of the Golden Gate Bridge, because we're going to spend one day in San Francisco, and I, programmed all those different addresses into the GPS so that, they're easily I can find them easily when I use the GPS. And the last time we went to California was in 2008, and I didn't have the best camera then, or and I did, I think I did take my laptop at that time. So I got through the security once, but things have changed. I don't know. We'll see. I did want to just do this little podcast quickly because I'm getting ready to leave to go over to my partner's house, and then we have to get up at the crack of dawn, I'm sure. See, and here's the other thing. He travels 3 to 4 times a year, so he flies to visit his parents and stuff, so he is very used to this, and he never checks his bag. He always carries it on, so he's already used to the 3-ounce rule and stuff like that. Plus, since he's going to visit his parents, they have all of his stuff, you know, in terms of, like, deodorant and shampoo and toothpaste and all that stuff. So he doesn't have to, generally, he doesn't have to carry that on with him. So he doesn't really have an issue. But we're going someplace, we're staying in a hotel, so it's not like I can, well, I did decide that if I can't carry it with me, I'm going to buy it when I get there. I know that's crazy. But I need to have my comfort thing. So whatever I cannot take with me, or if they take it out of the bag or confiscate or whatever, even though I have followed all the rules that I can find online, I'm just going to buy it when I get there, because I'm just, you know, oh, I just hate this. I'm really starting to feel stressed about this. This is sounding terrible, and I'm so ridiculous because people fly all the time. But I'm most scared about the security. So anyway, I was saying that last time we were there, we were in 2008, and I took some pictures. And along with this podcast, I'm going to post 2 pictures. One is in downtown San Francisco, and the other one's out by the piers of San Francisco. I think it's a pretty cute picture. I think it's a seagull. It looks like the seagull's looking towards Alcatraz, because there's Alcatraz in the background. I don't know if we're going to do all the... Oop, there goes my thing, got an email. I don't know if you heard that. Anyway, I don't think we're going to do the Alcatraz or that very many touristy things. We've got plans to go to wineries and mostly spend our time in Napa, Sonoma, and Calistoga. And, you know, that's about it. So I'll probably post pictures and updates on Twitter and stuff, and you know, along the time during the week. But I know I will not podcast during the week. So of course I'll be back next week and with a big wrap up of what I did for the whole time and how bad security was. So wish me luck. if you listen to this before tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, and you have any advice for me going through security, leave a comment or call the voicemail or whatever. Because I'm really nervous. Anyway, that's all. I just want to give a little update on the trip. And hope all is going well. And that's it. So until next time, bye.